Hello, everybody. Hello,
everybody.
Hello, team up again. And I got an echo. I got to fix that. There we go. All right. Welcome to Team Up. We thank you for joining us on Blog Talk Radio. If you're watching, if you want to watch the show, you can go to Today's Voice Radio on Facebook. Today's Voice Radio, all one word. If you miss a broadcast, you can go on todaysvoiceradio.net and listen to all this show and several others live. We also have Deanna with your – what are you doing with getting groups together to protest the commissions?
Well, I did a little event that if you protested at a county commissioner's office and you were the first person to contact me and let me know that, that I would help you do some marketing things, make some memes, write some articles and things like that. So I think I will extend that until next Sunday. So if you're still interested in that, you can go on my blog or you can email me with my first and last name at gmail.com. I could spell that for you, but it'd probably be just easier if you went on the blog and Team Up and found my name and just put at gmail.com.
All right. And if you're at any time during the show, if you want to get on the show or ask a question, press 1 on your keyboard and that'll get you into the queue and we'll try to get you up as soon as possible. Our guest didn't show up today, so Deanna, you want to start us off with a prayer or do you want me to?
I can or you can, either one, it doesn't matter. I'll try not to get too excited.
Have at it.
All right. Heavenly Father, I hope that you will join us today in our talk show and just keep us all in together in group and sync, and may this broadcast or this show just go smoothly, and may your hand be in it to guide us in the direction that we need to go to help other parents. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Hey. So, wow. Oh, looks like we got Randy on here finally.
Yeah, looks like Randy just showed up.
There's Randy. How you doing, Randy? Randy, are you with us? Okay, you can hear us. We can't hear you. Do you have your mic unmuted? Do you have your mic unmuted?
Unmuted on the Zoom, Randy.
Randy, we cannot hear you. Start your mic. Check your bottom right there at the bottom. Right there at the bottom. Right there at the bottom of the screen on Zoom.
Bottom left corner.
Bottom left corner. Are you a, you're not, we can't hear you.
We he's cannot. Got a, it looks like he's got a blue pair of headset on.
You're nada, nothing. Is your mic on? Is your power on? Do you have the Bluetooth set up? We have no sound from you, Randy.
He may have called into the radio show.
No,
I think that's
here.
A phone. Oh, is he? Well, I see him on there, but that's a phone headphone set.
Yeah, but it's hooked up to his computer. He always does that.
Okay. Okay.
Some, Randy, you have some setup that is not on.
Okay, I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Ah,
now,
there he is.
There you go.
Okay, y'all are not moving. I'm moving.
Yeah, we're moving.
Randall looks like a walrus who just got bit by a gray white. He just got killed.
That ain't
all
right.
Randy never is. But anyway, we got Randy on here. He's going to talk about FERPA today, teach us about FERPA. Deanna, you wanted to get into one of your subject matters. What was it?
Hey, guys, can I have some headphones? Because my regular headphone is not working.
Can we do the disclaimer first?
You want to do what first?
The disclaimer?
Oh, yeah. Deanna, your disclaimer.
Yep. We do not have any degrees as an attorney or lawyer and do not practice law in any federal or state court system. The information provided is based on our personal research and experience. Any information provided is not intended to be legal advice under any state or federal law. All opinions we make regarding any political official or body of government are non-professional opinions.
There you go. Okay. Randy, you want to tell us about FERPA?
Yeah, I'll tell you whatever you want to know. Look, guys, there's a lot of things out there, and there are many people with the answer, if you would. But I can tell you, having been through the system, having worked with others through the system, most things just simply don't work. They're pie in the sky. If we battled on that battlefield, that would be fine. But you got to battle on the battlefield that you find yourself on. With FERPA, ADA, IDEA, DIP, IEP, it's easy. It literally is the easiest thing you'll ever do. Now, I have a grandmother here. I'm going to help her write the FERPA challenge. And what it does is this. You think, well, school records, why do they matter? What will be in there? Well, who can say, well, school records, my God, Davis, what's the matter with you? Why would grades and scores and attendance have anything to do with family court? Well, here's why. Everybody searches for the how-to, but until you get a big enough why, it's no good. It won't matter. You got to have the why. So here's why you want to get into the issue of having the FERPA. The reason why is because with the FERPA records in there are home safety assessments. There, all of your psychologicals are in there. And you wouldn't think the school has these, but they do, believe me. In there is the person-centered plan, the school psychologist. So how do you get them? Well, it takes a total of roughly 60 days if the school stalls you. That's worst case, 60 days. So how you get them is, and this is how I got mine, and I went on to learn other things now so you can get way more than I got. But the way you do it is you contact the school via email. You can send a certified letter if you like, but contact the school and demand access. Remember this, write this down. You're not asking for school records. You're asking for access to the cumulative CUMLATIV educational files of your child. Cumulative educational files. You just want access. They don't have to provide you copies, and that's according to the law. They will, but they don't have to. So what you're going to ask for is access to those files. And once you get them, you're going to freak out. It doesn't matter if it's CPS. Doesn't matter if it's a family custody issue. Once you get those, guys, it goes way deeper, too, once you have situations. We all know about therapeutic, for example. Who on here knows about therapeutic foster care? Anybody? Randall,
when you're talking about therapeutic foster care, are you talking about when someone goes into foster care and how do I explain it? Because I was in several foster homes growing up. Is it? It's not like you just go in there and live, but you're learning life skills and stuff like that, and you're going to counseling and stuff all the time, right?
It's the treatment they provide, right? It's like a facility. It's like the treatment that they're providing.
Yeah, let me tell you about it, because this is the whole thing. And you have Chris, who's been in foster care, but doesn't quite grip it. Look, everybody who has battled DSS knows when they take a kid, they put them in, quote, therapeutic foster care. Does anybody know why they go with therapeutic foster care?
So they can diagnose them?
No. Yeah. They go with therapeutic foster care, therapeutic, and I'm going to use these air quotes, which I hate. But they go with the therapeutic because therapeutic pays about twice the amount of money to the foster parent and to the state as does regular foster care. See, kinship placement doesn't pay the way foster care does. So that's why they don't want to go kinship placement. Then they don't want to go regular foster care, because why go regular foster care if you can go therapeutic? And it means that essentially this child needs more things in their life. But it's also the catch-22 for DSS and for the court. Here's why. Once they decide to go therapeutic foster care, it means that these kids fall under Americans with Disabilities Act. That's a big ass thing, guys. Look, this weekend, well, last weekend, I was with Connie Regoli. It's not Regoli either, by the way. Regoli. We were with Connie Regoli. One of the things she touched on at the end, and she said, you know, I'm going to have to do a complete separate seminar just on ADA. The reason why, once you fall under the ADA Act, there are all sorts of laws. Now, people that are sitting back, if they've never been in this, and for God's sake, if they have been in this, they'll understand. If your kid, you haven't seen your kid, say Neil Shelton. Neil Shelton hasn't seen his children in 7 years. 7 years. What does a man want to do, a woman want to do? It's Father's Day, so let's go with men. You want to see your kids. They don't want you to see your kids because they want to drive a wedge. Well, when they get therapeutic foster care, it automatically falls under ADA. Who on here knows who pays for all the therapy, foster care, all of the stuff that's paid for? Who knows who pays for it?
Comes out of our retirement money.
Social Security.
Yes.
And
Social Security.
Just to let you know, I actually have a bachelor's degree in human services, and I've worked at level 3 and level 4 facilities.
Then you understand. And here's the deal. Then you tell the public, what does it mean when a child is, quote, leveled? It's called leveled.
I've not heard of that one.
Well, it means they're assigning a level, because you said you worked at level 3, you worked at level 4. What's level 1? What's level 2? What does it mean if a kid's level 3 or level 4?
So a level 4 that I've worked at is cement buildings, or cement rooms. It's a whole cement buildings with metal doors. And they don't have access to anything. Staff has keys. We open up doors. If they want something, we open it up. And you pretty much control pretty much their entire environment. And one of the things they were having issues with was when they set down to a level 3, they were having so many issues they'd have to go back to the level 4 because they're just used to people doing everything for them and getting stuff for them, that once they go to a level 3, they can't seem to comprehend, communicate with each other, and end up having complete chaos and in fights and arguments, and end up back on level 4.
Would it surprise you to know that the higher the level, the higher the government funding?
Oh, I kind of assume that. And also, I have worked with parents whose children have been in the foster care system, and I could pretty much track here in Michigan that what they would do is they would keep telling the children that they were going to be going home, that they're going home. And then after about 6 months, these kids get mad. They've had enough. I want to go home. Why aren't I here? Then at that point, they put them, they have them see a psychiatrist who then diagnoses them with something and then right. puts them on medication. Now they're considered mentally disabled. And then once they farm them out or adopt them out, they get more money for them. So
that's exactly right. The higher the level, the bigger the devil. Because the more money that's going to come pouring in. So mm-hmm. they call it, quote, leveling. So when a kid goes in, they're going to at least get them to the therapeutic foster level, which is level two. Why is that important? Because you hit on it, and you're correct. It is. It's Social Security money out of one. Everybody likes to say, and I remember when nobody understood Title IV, IV, but Title IV is not the only title. What about Title IX, Title 14, Title 19, Title 20? Look, these guys go after every title they can get, and they get that money. Well, when they put them in there, though, we say, yeah, they're paid by Title IV Social Security funding. But where does it go? It comes to your state. It goes to DHHS. Department of Health and Human Services in your state.
Now, hold a second. Hold on. Because what happens is the money goes to your state capital. Then it breaks down to the counties. And then from the counties, it goes to the cities. And from the cities to the villages. And what I've been trying to tell people is, if you look at your courthouse and family court, it's going to say the name of your county. If you look at your Department of Health and Human Services, it's going to have your county's name in front of it. If you look at the sheriff's department, it's going to have your county's name in front of it. The county is controlling all of it. They're controlling the money. They get the money. They're controlling it. They're paying the judges.
And let me tell you, whoever is the county manager and the county DSS director, those are the puppet masters. They control every single dollar. Every dollar. And I don't care where you live in America, if you go look it up, you're going to find that 90% of your county budget goes to your sheriff's department and your DSS building. What the hell? Look, now when it goes there, though, how do you pay, what pays the psychologist? What pays the therapist? What pays the doctor's bills? Who knows?
I'll tell you what, that makes a little bit more sense to me, because I know my parents gave me up when I was 8 years old, and I was never in trouble. I never committed, I'm going to use your hand signs, I never committed a crime, but they was always trying to diagnose me with something or say that I did something, and they would put me in these levels of group homes and foster homes and send me out of state places and stuff. And if you know my story a little bit, back in the late 80s, I was in a group home in Pennsylvania, and I seen papers fly in front of me, and I seen how much they were making every day for me, and they were making $280 a day for me.
A day. A damn day.
And that was in 88.
Look, this is incredible, guys. And now look, I busted up in a DSS. It's called, you know, every county, and these are things. Look, I am the... I don't know how you would say it. I'm the accidental advocate. I didn't want to be involved in this shit. I was 50 years old, never been a conspiracy theorist, never been out here running around protesting anything. I made my money. I had investors. I left everybody else alone, and I did my thing. Well, I started reporting on some things involving Croatan Indians, which I'm a Croatan Indian chief. Once I dug into it, damn, USDA, HUD, NASTA, DHHS, I uncovered all this fraud. I started writing articles. When I did, they came at me. I had no idea that I was poking the wrong bear. I really did. And like Chris is saying, you don't know what you don't know. But what you don't know will destroy you. Now, once you become the accidental advocate and you start to look in there, you find these things that make your head just, you're like, what am I really looking at this? You get to a point of cognitive dissonance. Everybody needs to understand cognitive dissonance. And it's when, I don't know if any of you out there that were told as kids, y'all are probably younger than me, but we were told if you stuck a pencil in your arm, you'd get lead poisoning. You're going to get lead poisoning. Oh, my God. Well, the truth is, every pencil made since the 1700s has graphite in it. The lead is no longer lead. They used to use natural lead. So your parents, your friends, your teachers, they told you what they thought was right. You believed what they told you because they're your mentors, they're your elders, but they were wrong. And then whenever you find out, wait a minute, that's not right, you have cognitive dissonance. And that's because you've been trained to believe one way. You wake up one day and go, wait a minute, damn, I've been lied by those who love me. I've been lied to by those who we paid to protect me. What am I doing? And it makes you sick to your stomach. I can go back and look at my own videos, guys, and think, my God, did that really happen? And I'm thinking, that can't really, I must be nuts. But it's really happening. It's really, really happening. So since we're on this in FERPA, it's really not about FERPA.
Randy, can I break in here? First of all,
yeah.
I want to. You've used a lot of, I can't think of the word now. You've used a lot of letters,
acronyms,
and people don't understand a lot of the acronyms. So we've gotten this far. Let's back up and go through those. But we also have a caller that I guess has a question right here. So let's get the caller on.
Sure.
Caller. You're on Skype or something. You came in as a 111 number. Who do we have?
Ted, it's Pete.
Hello.
And so were protests again.
Hello.
Many young Americans like Jim Hines volunteered to serve.
Hello.
I hear one. I hear an anonymous,
hi,
but I know the voice.
Can you hear us,
hey,
caller?
Hey, Randy.
There you are.
Can you hear me?
Hey, lady, how are you?
I have a question for you, Randy. Talking about ADA advocate.
Yes.
Right? Do you have to have a disability to have an ADA advocate?
Either you have to have a disability or the children involved have to have a disability. And in all being fair, being forthright, I recognize the voice online, folks. This is a person who's a grandmother. This is a grandmother who will tell you and verify for you that in the last two times, you never seen it on Facebook, folks, but I court watched. I actually sat beside the judge on the witness stand and testified. While I was testifying in Lee County, North Carolina, the judge slammed her hand down, kicked me off the stand, and two times, they dumped the courtroom on two different court occasions, guys, because they said that I had planted secret bugs in the courtroom of Lee County in Judge Joy Jones's courtroom, and that I was in a car listening on some kind of James Bond 007 made up, damn, I don't even know. The Russians got her. They dumped it. And then they did a mistrial because I brought up the fact that the grandmother you're talking to right now, which is a lady I'm going to help file FERPA as soon as we're finished with the show, they threw it out because I brought evidence in. The evidence was that UNC Hospital, Wake County, and Wake University, these are two of the top schools and two of the top medical treatment centers in the world, UNC diagnosed, listen to me, not a working diagnosis, diagnosed sexual abuse against her 2 4-year-old grandchildren. A rape kit was done. A detective signed the chain of evidence out of UNC in Wake County, signed it out. The rape kit is missing. Guys,
oh my God.
This is,
oh my God.
I'm just telling you that the judge slammed the thing. And let me tell you something. This is a judge I trusted. This is a judge who, Johnston County, North Carolina, Judge Joy Jones was the judge. My friend, we're talking about FERPAs, so let me tell you how this all works. The
okay.
Family Observer.
Hang on, Randy. Somebody's got a lot of background noise going on.
It's not me.
Somebody's got a lot of background. If you got anything running in the background, you're going to have to turn it off or down.
Let me see if this does anything. Hold on.
Okay. But anyway, go ahead, Randy. Sorry about that.
Okay, let me explain to you how powerful FERPA is. Some of you don't understand, but you need to Google. Don't take my word. Don't believe me just because I'm on here. Google Fayetteville Observer. That's where Fort Bragg is. Fayetteville Observer, Randy Davis. You're going to pull up an article by Monica Ventadulli. Ventadulli. Monica read the article because she followed my stuff. It was, the article says, North Carolina facing losing all federal funds because of violation of educational laws in the Davis case. We were the only people to ever win in the 43 years of FERPA. We were the only people to ever win. We won. That thing came out February 25th of 2017. February 26th of 2017, I'm with Melissa McDonald. We got to pick up her kids. Cops came. They arrested her. They put her under $140,000 secured bond. I don't have $140,000 cash. I hired an attorney. She was charged with felony burglary, felony larceny. But the kicker was felony conspiracy with unknown individuals. What the hell is that? That was felony conspiracy with me and with my daughter. That's what that was. Why? Because the day before, the Fayetteville Observer printed my article, and the superintendent who made $270,000 a year, Cumberland County, North Carolina superintendent, doctor, I love busting doctors' asses, Dr. Frank Teal, went down in flames. They paid out 1 year of his contract, $270,000, and told him to hit the road. They also paid out the Wake County superintendent, doctor, and he had to hit the road. Look, this is no joke, folks. FERPA's how you get the record. You wouldn't think that a school has these records. Believe me when I tell you, they have the records.
So when you're talking about FERPA and the school records, you're saying that when the kids are in school, that the school will have all the records for the doctors and CPS and everything?
Not all, but the kicker. Look, we had a court order. I'll show it to you before this is over. To produce records signed by a Wake County court in Melissa McDonald's case. They still haven't produced them. We wanted the Family Home Safety Assessment. It's called NCDSS Form Number 5240. They won't give it up, even though we got a court order. We went to one school, we can't give you that. Another one, we can't give you that. Another one can't give you that. So we filed FERPA. We go to the next school. Oh, yeah, sure, here they are. Opens up the records, guess what's on the front? Home safe.
This assessment done by DSS. Ha ha. See, you, why would that be in there? Wake up, people, because the school, the doctors, the therapists, they're all on the same page. It's all in there. And if you have a child, here's the kicker. Here's why I keep going back. We'll try to get that sunlight out of y'all. Put my bird in there with me. Here's why it matters. Because if there's a kid with an IEP, a BIP, IDEA, ADA, I went to Wake County. Now, the caller that's on here will tell you, well, I walked into Lee County. I'd never been there. Just like I'd never been to Wake County. I walked in there and I'm at a school. I'm going to go to Melissa McDonald's IEP meeting. That's an individual education plan. The guardian ad litem, I didn't know who she was. I never saw her in my life. She never saw me. I never been in Wake County. She comes walking by and she looks at me. She says, talk to the hand. I'm like, what the hell are you, 12? I mean, what? They stopped the meeting. We're not having a meeting if you're going to be in it, Davis. I'm like, you don't even know me. I said, but you will have a meeting, and we'll do as I tell you. Yeah, that's right. And I'm not nuts, people. I will, before this is over, post the letter. It came from the federal government that said Davis will be in there. Davis wants to be in there. She can, Melissa McDonald can take anybody she wants in an IEP, a BIP, IDEA. Yeah. What people don't understand is bigger than FERPA, Randall. It's ADA. ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act. If you're going to start a business today, you have to build a ramp out front of your business so people with disabilities can get into your business. But who here would be shocked to know that every court, family court included, every court in America has an ADA coordinator in that court? Did anybody here know that before I just said it?
Yeah, since I've been dealing with you, yeah, I found that out. And like in Texas here, you have to write them and give them 90 days. If you're going to trial, you have to send in your recommendations and they have to approve them or disapprove them. If they disapprove them, then you get to a judicial review is what I found out here in Texas. But back to this caller's. Now, you're saying basically get the FERPA records first before you worry about ADA, because in the FERPA records,
yes,
you're going to find out if anybody qualifies for the ADA, to answer this caller's question.
Yeah, not only if they qualify, but what is DSS? What do they do? They always accuse you of being a nut job. They said that I was a cult leader, kind of like Trump. I was a religious cult leader. I was a Baptist. I baptized people. I was an exorcist. I exorcised demons. I was about healing. And then they said that I also prayed to China. Now, what the fuck? If you're going to accuse me of all of that shit, I obviously have some mental disorders. If I do, I can walk right in there with my ADA advocate. Look, the problem is this. Here is the kicker. If there's a guy, and we're seeing it right now, folks, and it's pissing me off. You have people coming across the border. These are Hispanic, Guatemalan, Syrians, Hondurans. It doesn't matter. But they're dragging kids through a desert full of scorpions, coyotes, cactuses, rapists, cartel leaders, smugglers. If you and I did that with our kids, they'd take our kids, and they should. But you've got the same politicians all over mainstream media. Oh, Trump is separating children from their families. Well, number one, we don't even know if them children belong to that family. Number two, what do you expect if you violate federal law? What do you expect? But even though they do that, folks, I still think these people have rights. My heart goes out to them. But how can the same lawmakers bitch about this but not care that American citizens with American children are being ripped from their family? Does that make any sense to anybody here? It doesn't mean.
yeah, you don't want your kids taken, you know, don't commit a crime. And there again, like you said, you put them in a harsh environment claiming asylum, and yet you're willing to sacrifice them to the elements, and then you want to cry when you get caught. Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
And let me tell y'all, the reason I bring this up, who on here knows what McKinney Ventorax is?
I have no idea.
Anybody?
Dina?
Nope, I'm taking notes.
Okay. McKinney Ventorax has been around for a long time, but we don't even know. You see, here's the deal. When they messed with me, I told them on day one, you have fucked with the wrong boy. You have pulled the dog's tail that will bite you. I will learn every single thing. I will master what you do, and I will be better at it than you are. McKinney Venta, if you take a child from one county, just like the young lady said earlier, the county is the king. The money's handed out to the county. The local DSS director in that county, they hand it out. They're God. They are. There's 100 counties in North Carolina. That county DSS director is God. She makes the most money in that county, besides the county manager. Well, McKinney Vento is an act, meaning a law, that, let's just say, you see people go to jail all the time because they work for the government. They're in one county, but they work in another county. But they want their kids to go to a school in another county. You can't do that. So what happens with DSS? You know what they did to Cheyenne Davis, my daughter? And I called them, and I run their nuts till they scream. And here's what they did. They took her from Zampa County, moved her to Lenoir County. Then whenever I caught them at two bars with her at 10:30 at night, and when I say caught them, I mean I rolled up on them with GPS tracker and called them right face to face. We bitched. We just about fought. But they had to move her to Kinship Care in Cumberland County. Then from Cumberland County, they moved her to Harnett County. She just kept bouncing around these counties. My daughter was a National Honors Award winner. When they put her in Harnett County, I went to the Department of Education in Harnett County. I said, now, Miss Vera Jones, I want to know how my daughter lives in Cumberland County, but really lives with me in Sandy County. But she's went to Lenoir County, and now she's over here in Harnett County. I said, is McKinney Vento involved? Oh, my God. Guess what? She didn't go to Harnett County no more. Because the GAL, Mr. Charlie Steinbrecher, he had falsified records to get her in the school in a different county under McKinney Vento. McKinney Vento gives social services the right to put immigrant, and homeless children into a county they don't belong in, which makes sense because if you came from Honduras or Syria or wherever, you snuck across the border, you obviously didn't go to school in Sampson County, North Carolina. So there has to be a law so that you can go to school. Well, that's a bad problem when you catch them lying, folks. That's called a felony. A felony. And for all you who don't know me, I won my case. I have a judge's order that gave me 24 hours. They had an affirmative duty to return my daughter. They ignored the order, said it was trial placement, and my daughter hid for 2 years. She hid in plain sight. They put me in jail for 5 months. I beat 8 criminal charges. I sat in jail after I bonded out because my case was dismissed. There was no more charges. And they said they were holding me on a secret order. A secret order? Look, I'm just telling you, I've never been in trouble, but I wore them flip-flops. And after 5 months, I got tired of them and I filed a writ of habeas corpus. And that's the only reason you see me sitting here today. That's the only reason you see me sitting here today. lawyers will send you down the river. McKinney, Ventosby, and Valley. Under Medicaid, this is the kicker, all of these kids are funded under Medicaid. I bring that up because when a kid has got an ADA therapeutic, they're under Medicaid. Who here knows what a person-centered plan is? Anybody?
You think you know what it'd be, but you're going to tell us something completely different. I know it.
Well, I'm going to tell you what's real. That's all I'm ever going to tell you is what's real. A person-centered plan. Well, person-centered plan is what the United States federal government says. If a state's going to get this money and they're going to use Medicaid, they got to go with a person-centered plan, meaning the plan of care. The plan of care has to be centered around the person. That makes it the kid. Guess what? As a family member, as the mother or the father, you get to go to the meeting. But you know what they're doing in North Carolina, folks? Well, you say this. You know what they're doing in your state, no matter what state it is? They're leaving you out. Did you know that's a felony? That's a felony. That's why they hate me. The caller that's over here, anonymous, that's why I walked in to their CFT and PPAT meeting. And as we sat there, and the anonymous caller will tell you, we're sitting there, and this woman is sitting, I don't know who the hell these people are. I'd left Wake County in a meeting when I got thrown out of court. I go to there, I'm in a meeting, and they ask everybody's name. She's looking at me. You can tell she already knows who I am. She looks at the grandfather and everybody else and said, "Who invited Randy the advocate?" I'm like, "What the hell?" And then the grandpa said, "I did." "Well, you're going to fill out this paper that says that you're going to write on a blank sheet of paper that you invited Randy the advocate and you're going to sign it." I'm like, I never said a word during the whole meeting. I'm thinking, what the hell is this? Nazi Germany? Is this China? Is this Russia? I mean, you can't even go. I can go anywhere I want to go as an ADA advocate. They can't mess with me. They can't deny me access. But, folks, it's bigger than your thing. And just think outside that box. That's why FERPA works. You're about to see some stuff that we have. We've never released. And that's the Department of Justice letter saying that our rights were violated, one. Our rights were violated due to race, number two. And that they're prosecuting. That's how powerful FERPA is. You got to use what they don't see you coming with. I knew that right off the bat. You don't care how many times we yell and scream, "Oh, you're violating my due process. You're violating 14th Amendment. You're violating 20th Amendment. You're violating this." Yeah, bring it. But they do care when FERPA and DHHS says, "We're going to shut down the funding to the state of North Carolina." They start looking at you. Learn the laws. Get away from the idiots and learn these laws. That's the biggest piece of advice I can give anybody. I mean, I'm not an attorney. I'm not giving you legal advice. I'm telling you how to defend yourself and protect your rights.
Now, Randy, I started when my former spouse got custody of my kids, I started investigating all the players in the case, and I'm actually in the process of creating a 4-week course to teach other parents how to actually do this and do what I did. And I started looking at the funding. I started looking. I came across so much stuff I had to quit looking because I kept finding more and more corruption. And it's part of the reason why I wear this hat is because a lot of people know who I am. I've had people follow me. I have some safety things put in place, and we're actually going to do a program. So if you start doing some of this stuff, how to put a safety program in place, because they'll take you out. They will take you out. They have no
damn right they'll take you out. Look, I got videos I've never put out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I have videos people have watched. Cheyenne's one video while I was in jail was called Help Me Get Back to My Dad. You can Google it. Help Me Get Back to My Dad. Boom. There's my daughter. She laid it all out. The reason you need that safety plan that you're talking about is this. I just became a granddad this week. My daughter, who they had little Evelyn. But you know what? I was at the hospital in the same county that was involved in messing with me and my daughter. And I'm looking over my damn shoulder for social workers. I'm thinking, these bastards could come out of nowhere. They hate me.
Come take that baby. Yep.
Yeah. I guess, no, hell, they would have. Let me tell you something. Number one, I won't go back the legal way again. They need to know it'll be near them this time. Number two, in that same county, 4 years ago, I filed something. It is called a standby guardianship and a medical power of attorney and an attorney in fact. So if they mess with my daughter in any way, this is filed in the Cumberland County, North Carolina, Register of Deeds. I filed everything in there. If they mess with anything to do with her, I step in. Hey, no, you don't get to take the baby. The baby comes to me 4 years ago. Why? Because if you don't legally protect yourself, these assholes will come at you. Now, that was a defensive move. But I'm going to tell you, folks, if you're not, here's the saying, the best defense is a good offense. If you're not attacking them, and I mean attacking them with legal means, they got plenty of time to plot, plan, scheme, come up with all kinds of bullshit to come after you. So you better know what truly works and use it. Do not follow these loud mouths that are doing go live every damn 30 minutes. They're using you, and they're going to put your ass in jail. You start filing commercial liens and going, hey, I'm common law today. That's fine. And you know what? I would argue in a common law court if I could find one. But I fight on the battlefield that they give me. I'm a warrior on the battlefield. I'll take their rules and beat their ass with them. If you don't learn to do that, believe me, you can fight in fantasy land and you'll go down the rabbit hole. I've seen it time and time again. They wouldn't dare mess with. Why do you think I'm even on here? I wouldn't even be on here if I've got 25 cameras right now outside. 25. And serious setups for any contingency they would do. Militia behind me. They're not going to mess with me. They're not. If they wanted to take me out, they could. But if they did, it would help all of you. That's a fact.
Exactly. And we need to take a break right now. We like to take Future of Our Children's Randy Davis, of course, Brian Kinder and Neil Shelton for letting us use the Future of Our Children radio show. If you are listening live, you can listen live on Facebook, Today's Voice Radio, single word group. You can also hear a rebroadcast of this broadcast on todaysvoiceradio.net. The disclaimer.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, you can do it if you want to.
All right. We do not have any degrees as attorneys or lawyers and do not practice law in any federal or state court system. The information provided is based on our personal researches and experiences. Any information provided is not intended to be legal advice under any state or federal law. All opinions we make regarding any political official or body of government are non-professional personal opinions.
And also, if anybody wants to get onto the show or has a story they want to get out, go ahead and contact Chris or Deanna. And Deanna's got her protesting the county commissioner's courts, and you get a hold of her, What's your email again?
It's dinaklostra@gmail.com. So it's spelled DENNAKLOOSSAMTRA@gmail.com.
And if you want to get on,
press 1 on your keyboard, press 1 on your phone, and it'll get you into the queue. Okay, Randy, go back to you.
Okay, here's a big deal. I want everybody to understand. I've never talked to Chris. I've never talked to Dina. There's no preset up here. This is raw, natural, just boom, there it is. You either like it or you don't. And I have to tell you, when I watch what's going on, this is the best time in history, folks. Some people have never seen what's going on. You're out there right now. Those that you see here on this show, whether it's Randall or it's Chris or it's Dina or it's me or it's Neil or it's Brian, understand this. We didn't know what was going on either. I was in the dark. I'm ashamed that I didn't know what was going on until I knew what was going on. So that being said, there's two things that people say that really make me mad. One is they'll say, quote, they can't do that. Well, hell yeah, they can do that. They can't legally or constitutionally do that, but they do that. They do it. They can't hold me for 3 hours, arrest me, charge me 8 times, arrest me 3 times, search for me in other counties and Florida. But they did it. They did it illegally, and I'm about to make them pay. Then the second thing, they'll say, well, he must have done something. Oh, no. Look, you don't have to do nothing. Only thing I did was went on SiriusXM Radio, WRL-TV5. I wrote articles sponsored by Stan Lee, the creator of Spider-Man, sponsored by Will Smith with Stan Lee and the American Spirit Foundation, SiriusXM Radio, Watchdog Wire, and they came after me. I had no idea what DSS meant, but sooner or later, I'm telling you, they're working their way up the food chain. They have to go after the upper level people, middle class, upper class, and they're coming. If I'm talking now to the people who don't know that next Friday night after 5 when the courts are closed, they'll take your kids. And when you see me, you call me. Because if you call me now, we can do things. I can't, man, you know, I spent the whole weekend with Medical Kidnap, Terry LaPointe, with Brian Kinter, with Connie Regley, the attorney, with another attorney, a federal attorney, not to mention two attorneys in North Carolina that are taking our cases. Yes, get ready. Filings will be in July. And as we talk, you know, we all agreed on things. And you come to a certain understanding that our government has funded this. We pay for this. Protection. Anything that's got protection in it is about to be destroyed. Whether it's free speech, civil rights, the water, the environment, children, adults. And those of you who don't understand, there'll be a Friday night for you. And whenever you see that, don't hesitate to come to us. Because if you go to some, and I'm just going to call it like it is, Lewis Ewing, you go to him, the man wants you to send him thousands of dollars wrapped in aluminum foil in a plain brown vanilla envelope. What in the hell? I'm kind of like a fool and his money are soon parted, because if you do that and then you call me 6 months later, oh, my God, he took my money. You're right there in an aluminum foil. You're sending a plane bomb round envelope. What did you expect Lewis to do with your money? Seriously. Or Francesca Manfield Well, Rudy Orr, get dressed up like Superman. What the hell do
calm
you
down, Randy. Calm down, Randy. Calm down, Randy. Okay, we're not about going after these other people. Most of everybody knows. My biggest concern is you do this stuff 6 months in advance, and then you want help at the last 3 days and expect us to be able to pull off,
yeah,
grab it out of our head.
And look, here's a little saying that I have. Do not fart in the bathtub and then ask Randy to get in there and rev it up with you. Look, I want some clean water. And the only reason I bring that up, it's not to slam these other people, but I swear to God, this is my feeling on it, and I'm studying. You know, you can't manage what you don't measure. And I will master whatever. I didn't want to be in this shit, but they slung me in there, and I mastered it. And here's the deal. Every day, from day one, whether it's a summons to family court or custody court, or it's a damn notice of hearing for child support, or it's a notice of hearing for an abuse, neglect, and independence case, every day that you waste farting around with idiots will cost you 1 month. You waste 30 days, it'll take somebody like Randall or Chris or Dina or myself or Neil or Brian. It will take us, for every day, it will take 30 days for us to figure it out for you. And you won't get out of your case. Every day you waste is going to cost you 30 days. I assure you, you fart away around and you screw up in that first 30 days during your 7-day hearing, your first day hearing, they call it, whatever they call it. You screw that first month up, it'll take you 30 months to get your case unraveled. If you're lucky enough to get it unraveled. I'm not kidding you.
Randy, one of the things that I'm doing is I'm sending people to their county commissioners. I'm like, we don't need to go run off to Lansing and then run off to, Washington, D.C., pick someone up on your way to the county commissioner building, and right there, you're going to educate everybody right there in your county. It's got your county name on everything. It's your county fund. Your county commissioners are your legislative, executive, and judicial branch, and I keep trying to tell people, you're not in America. You're in America. We are in America.
Let me tell you, 100% correct. Is Anonymous still on here? If they are, they're going to tell you this. In the last 7 days, they contacted a county commissioner, one who cared, one who saw a UNC medical diagnosis of sexual abuse on a 4-year-old, where Wake County and Lee County, North Carolina, had put the kids back with the sexual abuser. Now, that county commissioner contacted the Lee County Director of Social Services. You know what they told him? Well, number one, there's a gag order. We shouldn't even talk to you. The grandmother, Anonymous, shouldn't be talking to you. Number two, just because there's a diagnosis from UNC and a diagnosis from CCA and a diagnosis from Wake Med, and a rape kit was done this missing, doesn't mean it ever happened. What the hell? This county commissioner flew off like a cheap hubcat. He contacted a local attorney. This attorney has asked that I not. This is not just any attorney. This is North Carolina senator. He has flew off like a cheap hubcat, too. Lo and behold to me, because he wants to meet me, but he wanted to meet me for a different reason. Why? Because he's a politician and he owns a law firm. The one woman in his law firm is a lawyer. She's a lawyer who's argued before the Supreme Court. It's authorized to law do kind of practice law between in the Supreme Court. She's a constitutional lawyer, civil rights lawyer. And guess what? We spent 5 hours on the phone with him yesterday. I didn't say she's all that great, because while I was in Tennessee, a lawyer came up to me and said, I want your case. I want your case, and I'll file it federally for free. Why? Because people are waking up, folks. It's taking a while. But here's the deal. There's county commissioners, just as Dina said. There's a DSS board in your county. You don't know it, but they're there. There's county commissioners on it. There's DSS on it.
It's there. My judge sat on it, and I did attend a couple meetings. Mm-hmm.
We have a caller.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. All right. 5668. 5668. Are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Randall, this is Dave Eval.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Hey, Chris. And listen to other people on the show.
How y'all doing? This is the gentleman I was talking about that talked to his son for the first time today. So,
yay. Go, Dave.
Y'all going to make me cry.
What you got for us, David?
What do I got for you guys? Well, I'm telling you what, man. I'm telling you what, I was, I said what the heck today about my son. I called his mom to see if she'd let me talk to him. She ain't let me talk to him for over a year, even though I had him a phone and was paying for it. But we got to talk today, and I got to catch up on a lot of good news and plant some other seeds of resistance in there. at least that's didn't get to be with him today on Father's Day, but and she's only 4 minutes away from my house, which is ridiculous. But at least it's a step forward in the right direction.
Yeah, you got a question for Randy, David. You know, we're so happy that, and we're happy you got out of jail. I will let you know there were several people that wrote letters on your behalf to Florida to get you transferred so that we get your case moving. But you got a question on the FERPA or the ADA?
I don't know what questions I should have. I've only been on your show for about 10 minutes, so I didn't know which direction you're going.
Hey, you're the man. Any question you have about family court, I will answer it. Any question.
Well, I got questions about that, but unfortunately, I'm more concerned about the paperwork they made me sign to get out of jail. They made me sign paperwork to get out of jail that said if I didn't have an attorney by this next Tuesday, that they were going to put me in jail and raise my bond or both. And I'm really concerned about that. Even though I know they legally can't do that, a criminal attorney that I've hired to deal with adult protective services and DHS contracted agencies before, and DHS, I asked him about that if they could do that, and he said they do it all the time. They put people in jail like that. So I'm more concerned about that.
Yeah, you know what? And look, folks, let me explain something. When I filed a writ of habeas corpus to get out after 5 months, all my stuff had been dismissed. I'm just in there on a secret order. Well, they came to me because I said, you know, let me out in 24 hours. So they came to me and they said, we'll let you out. We need you to sign the gag order. Sign the gag order. I said, look, you bastards have taken me to court in shackles and chains like Hannibal Lecter for 5 months every 2 weeks. You wrote me in that van. You've embarrassed me. And every time I've been on the stand, I told you to shove it up your ass. So I've changed my mind. Now I'm telling you to shove it up your ass. So you can kiss my quarter-million ass, and I'm not signing a gag order, and you're still going to let me out within 24 hours. I was out in 12. Why? Because your rights are only good, Dave, when you exercise them. You got to exercise them. And there's a time
Dandy, but from my experience, these judges and these people that work the system, the guards and stuff, they could give a rat's ass less about the law.
Some don't, and the judges don't. But look, when I was shackled, I had a chain around me. My feet are shackled together. My hands are shackled together. And my hands and feet are shackled together. They would march me into the courtroom, send me in the back room, bring me up on the stand. You're going to tell us where your daughter is. No, I'm not. You'll take my ass back. You've got to have the nuts to do it, guys. I've never had, I don't have a parking ticket. No, I have a criminal history. But you got to be willing to go to jail for that which you love. I'm not telling you that's easy. It's not easy. And if everything I had wasn't paid for, and I don't have much, but if it wasn't paid for, I would have lost everything I had. I pawned everything I had. I sold everything I had. I'm not telling you there's an easy way out, but I'm telling you, you've got to resist. I never signed one document. I have a video. I have a video of a CFT. And in this CFT, they try to get me to sign a blank piece of paper. I said, wait, you're asking me to sign a piece of paper with nothing on it. I said, you're going to tell me why I'm here. I kept on. After 10 times, Miss Worley, the moderator, who turned out to be a DSS woman, she says these words, and I'm going to post a video tonight, Randy Davis on Facebook. She says, when you sign it, we'll tell you. I said, like hell I will. Or have you lost your mind? And see, that works for some people evidently, or they want to try it on me. But when you look at me and tell me to sign a blank piece of paper, and then they'll tell me what they're going to print on it, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm a whatever the hell they want to call me. I'm a unicorn, but I'm not signing a damn blank piece of paper. And that's just how crazy it gets. So they bless your heart, brother, bud. Hey, I've been there.
Yeah, I wrote the stress on those paperwork.
In that damn thing.
And that's another thing. And that's another thing with anybody listening. Anybody listening. Anybody that has fought this fight and got anywhere, has been threatened with jail, has spent time in jail. I mean, Randy did 5 months. The guy up in Ohio spent 6 months in a mental institution.
I did 6 months.
We did. We had the lady out in California who did 6 months. Yeah, but you have to have the paperwork ready, or you have to have your backup. And David, you got a lot of background noise. I'm going to beat you. But you got to have the backup paperwork ready for when you go in, and you have to hand it to somebody you trust.
Yeah, and look, I'm going to back Randall up on this. Neil Shelton, who I filed his lawsuits in Surry County, North Carolina, against Sarah Stevens. Who is Sarah Stevens? She is a North Carolina Speaker of the House Pro Tem. She writes the laws. She writes them. She was his ex-wife's attorney. Neil Shelton was arrested 72 times and charged with 72 felonies. Felony. He spent almost a year in jail. I've saw Neil Shelton's videos. I've met with Neil Shelton. Neil Shelton is my blood brother. I sat in court and watched Speaker of the House Pro Tem, Sarah Stevens, come into a courtroom with five lawyers. Sarah Stevens is the woman who hires and fires lawyers. Fires them. Hires and fires judges. She gave the judge a raise 2 months before Neil's court case happened. He's now gone federal. I'm an announcer here. Nobody's ever heard of it. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley has got a whistleblower's law. It's been around for a long time. He just strengthened it. He's going to strengthen it again. Know this, July 28th through August 3rd of this year, coming up a few weeks, Neil Shelton will speak before the U.S. Senate on the congressional floor. I will be right there. It's a whistleblower summit. We're not loud mouths telling you what we're going to do. We normally would just tell you, hey, we went. Here's the videos from the Capitol. This time I'm telling you in advance, we will be at the Capitol. Sometimes you got to go to jail. Martin Luther King went to jail. Some of us may have to die to change it. And I can tell you, that's okay with me. I've lived a good life. And if they come to take me out, it'll be on 24 cameras. But damn it, they'll have to take me out.
You know, Randy, a lot of the stuff you're talking about, I had happened. I had a judge threaten to put me in jail. They didn't know what to do because I didn't want to talk to my abusive ex-spouse. I didn't want to communicate with him. I wanted nothing to do with him. What I did was I started a business. I used to have a website for non-custodial mom. But once I realized that they were selling custody of children to the highest bidder, then what I did was I went for parents. But what I did on my website, I was actually going to learn how to do the writing of code and stuff so that I wanted to be able to change my website at any point in time. And I ended up a Yahoo, thing came up, and I did mine through Yahoo, which is cool because they keep it in the cloud. So if they do attack you and get into your website, you can just go back to Yahoo to the cloud, and they just upload it again. But anyways, I put on there that my judge threatened to put me in jail. And then if I had a court date or a motion, I learned how to put that up and state it in 24 hours that this is not removed because she's put me somewhere. Then I joined her church. Then I got email addresses and sent a letter to everybody in the church. I'm sure she was pretty freaking embarrassed. But I showed up at the DHS meeting. I showed up at this meeting. I showed up at that meeting. I was popping up here. I was popping up there. I mean, these people were freaking out from me. Then I ran for county commissioner. They never, ever in a million years thought I was going to run for county commissioner. And I ran for county commissioner, and they held a meeting that had to do with our county, and I showed up unannounced. I knew what they were doing. You had to call in advance. I'm like, I'm not calling in advance. I'm not showing up. I'm going to show up. And I showed up, freaked him out. My judge freaked off, and she took off. You know, but my thing, and they couldn't tell me not to stay because then that would be a big media thing. So they kind of had to let me stay. And then they were trying to control that. But when you start standing up to these people and you start putting safety measures in place, I mean, it's amazing. I didn't realize how numbers really affected.
Yes. And let me tell you something, folks. Listen to what Dina's saying. Melissa McDonald and I went to Johnston County, North Carolina. We were there on a totally separate issue in the clerk's office. We're pulling up records. Now, Melissa, keep in mind, had no visitation, no custody, three felonies, and was put in jail with a $140,000 secure bond. She was out now. She was all charges dismissed and had joint custody of her three kids. Oh, my. But while we're there, I'm fumbling through my phone looking for Johnston County DSS. Well, it pops up. They had a meeting that had been canceled, but it was going to be held at 10:30 that morning. I said, well, damn, it's 10 o'clock. They're 15 minutes from us. We shoot all this. What did they tell me? You can't go in there. I said, the hell I can't. Get them on the phone. I either want to record them, or they're going to sign a paper saying I can't go in this meeting. They call back to hell. Well, send him in the hallway. You can't come in your meeting. I didn't give it to me in writing, or let me record you. Well, you can go in. So I went in. All these people are sitting around. There's no public there. It's a public meeting. What do I do? Who knows what I did when I walked in? Anybody?
I have no idea.
Melissa, come in and tell them what I did when I walked in the meeting. This is good. Yet it can if you come up here. Here, tell them what happened. Tell them the truth.
Well, when we walked in the meeting, they didn't want to let Randy upstairs. They said, you can't go into the meeting. And Randy told him, he said, well, I want it in writing. And they said, hold on just a minute. And then they called us upstairs. And when we went upstairs, we walked into this little bitty meeting. It's a table, and there's all these people sitting around it. And Randy demands a board packet. and an agenda of the meeting for that day. And he made himself at home. He made himself a cup of coffee and sits down, pulls out his planner, and they immediately get uncomfortable. One lady goes back and she's like, "I don't know if I can give that to you, but I'll see." And so she goes back to get a copy of it. Well, she brings it back to him, and so he's sitting there flipping through it or whatever, and they kept asking him, they're like, "Who are you?" And he said, I'm Randy Davis. And they said, "But what do you do?" He says, "I'm the chief of the Croatan Indians." And he said, "Yeah, but what do you do?" And he said, "I'm an advocate." And the guy looks at me and he goes, "And what do you do?" And I said, "I'm a parent." And they just looked so shocked that anybody would walk in there. And we weren't in there 5 minutes. And that's when they adjourned the meeting and said they were going to take a lunch. But they gave everything that Randy asked. And I'll let him tell you what was in it, because it was astonishing to see what was actually in those reports.
And that's amazing. That's exactly what they do to us. Is they tell you you can't, they tell you you can't, they tell you you can't until you push the issue. And again, people, push it politely. Be polite. Be respectful.
Hey, look, let me tell y'all, this is where it's going to line up with exactly what Chris said. What was in this board packet? See, that board packet is where they beat you. What was in the board packet was this. One thing was the numbers for Johnston County, North Carolina. Some of the kids are $6,500 per month. Yeah, $6,500 per month. Take what Chris told you, $235 a day.
$280.
Yeah. Multiply it by 30 days. See what you come up with. You'll come up with almost $9,000. Well, $6,500, $9,000. But more importantly, what was in the board packet was this. I'll post it today. It said several people from the Boston Globe. Now, what the hell would the Boston Globe have to do with Johnston County, North Carolina? Several people have demanded answers on the child fatality statistic in North Carolina, especially Johnston County. It goes on to say, but we are not talking. We're not talking. In other words, they were telling everybody in the meeting, don't talk to the press. Don't talk to the Boston Globe. I'm going to make it public now. Look, guys, FERPA, IDEA, ADA, those are whoppers. You can threaten the school.
What do those acronyms mean, Randy?
Look, when you get into ADA, what does it mean? Americans with Disability Act. Look up this. Tennessee versus Lane. Tennessee versus Lane. What you're going to find will blow your mind. The reason why it'll blow your mind, and another advocate filled me in on, Tennessee versus Lane. What does it mean? It means that when a state accepts federal funding for ADA now, the judges are no longer immune to prosecution. You can sue their ass. They all accept it. That's your back door in, folks. ADA, Americans with a Disability. What does IEP mean? Individual. It's an individual education plan for a child. BIP, what's it mean? Behavioral Intervention Plan for school.
So they hit it at many levels, not just one. They hit it at many levels so they can get funding for each, every level.
God damn right they do. And look, Title IX. Who knows what Title IX of the Social Security Act is about?
That one I don't know.
See, everybody wants to just repeat what somebody else says. But we need to know. You must master it. Title IX is that you get equal treatment of females. Equal treatment of females. How about, who knows what Title VII is?
That's of the Social Security Act?
Yeah, Title VII. Title VII is the Indian Education Act. I'm Native, quarter Indian. My daughter is too. Do you know how bad they screwed up when they messed with my daughter? That's Title VII violation.
I have a question.
Yeah.
When I was in Tennessee and I worked with these troubled boys, they didn't have a whole lot of issue going from county to county. But I noticed they had an issue going from state to state. So if you had a child, so let's see, we had a child whose dad was in a different state, and he had to do all the stuff, and he had to go to, like, home, whatever, and all the stuff before the child could go there, and then they had to do whatever. What, so if you called it, oh, God, I got some notes here. So you called it the Whatever Act. Was that the Kenner Veto Act? So what is that?
McKinney. McKinney. Vento, V-E-N-T-O.
All right.
That's the educational part. But what you're talking about is even better. It's even better. We raised the issue in Wake County. I got threw out of that court. I get threw out of more courts than I stay in just for sitting in there. What you're talking about is big. U-C-C-J-E-A. Folks, if you don't get anything else from this, FERPA is the real deal. That's the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act. That's big. But UCCJEA is even bigger. UCCJEA involves when DSS or any court gets involved with a case that already has a court order. You're violating UCCJEA. What does it mean? What does anybody here know what UCCJEA stands for?
Nope.
United Child Custody Jurisdiction.
Nice try.
That's close. Look, jurisdiction. Who knows what jurisdiction means?
Where they have the power and the authority to do what they're doing to you.
They have standing. Guess what? If there's no standing and there's no jurisdiction, you don't need to argue a court order, do you?
No.
You don't need to argue.
They can't touch it.
Damn right they can't. And who knows what ab initio means? Somebody Google it and read it. Ab initio. Because I don't want to be the one to tell you.
Ab
initio.
So I've looked into a lot of stuff and found a lot of things, but I've never found FERPA before. And a lot of the stuff you're talking about, I know about the IEPs and things like that because I work in the industry and the ADA. You know, I kind of get a lot of that stuff and how it works. But yeah, I never heard of FERPA until, you know, we were going to have you on the show. And then I kind of looked into it a little bit. And it's kind of interesting. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Initio means from the beginning.
Yeah. So if without jurisdiction, all orders are void ab initio from Latin. Damn right. So if they didn't have jurisdiction in the beginning, folks, don't argue the orders and the non-secures and all the adjudication. Argue the first thing. Ab initio. Everything is void ab initio. Without jurisdiction. Let me tell you what it amounts to. If the Mexican government came and gave me a speeding ticket today for California, even though I'm in North Carolina, It don't make a damn, because they don't have jurisdiction to give me a ticket. None. They have no jurisdiction over me. Now, that is the key that we need to be arguing. When they come in and have no standing, that's not a legal term, and none. Now, here's another question. What does guardian ad litem mean? Google that.
It means the seller of children is what that means.
It does, but what does it mean in Latin? What does guardian ad litem mean?
It means in place
an advocate for children.
No, it means in place of. It means in place of the parent. In place, it's the guardian in place of.
It's who the court appoints to take care and have or deal with the solutions on the child.
No, Google it.
I got it right here.
It.
It says in the person, the court appoints to investigate what solution would be in the best interest of the child.
Guardian is lie to me. Party to the lawsuit. That's all it means.
They wouldn't even be a party to the lawsuit. They have no standing.
But here's the point. Here's the point. Here's what I'm trying to tell you all. The bigger thing people need to understand, they always say, well, they charged me. They accused me. No, they didn't. They filed a lawsuit against you. But get this in your head. This is number one. Do you ever see any case with CPS where there's a defendant? Ever.
No, it's always in the interest of.
No. What are you called on the paperwork in a DSS case?
A defendant.
No, you're not.
Respondent.
No, sir. Damn right. Well, why aren't you the defendant?
Because we're not defending, we're responding.
Because in defendant is only used in a criminal court. That's why in a criminal court, Randall, what are the standard of evidence? The burden of proof in a criminal case is what?
Presumably innocent until proven guilty, but
no,
that's not the case either.
The burden of proof in a criminal case is what?
Evidence.
It's on the moving party. It's on the state.
Yeah, but the burden of proof is called this. Write this down. Beyond a reasonable doubt. Now, what are the lesser burdens of proof? What are they? Anybody know?
Substantial evidence.
Nope. Sounds good. That's what people would think. The next one down is clear, cogent, convincing evidence. Yeah.
And then they have what about preponderance?
Every single time in a DSS case is based on preponderance of evidence. This case, so you've got beyond a reasonable doubt, preponderance of evidence. What's the third one?
I don't know.
You got beyond a reasonable doubt, preponderance of evidence. You drop down from there, and it's way, 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 way less.
Suspicion?
Yep. It basically is probable cause. Okay.
Okay.
So,
which it shouldn't even be in a courtroom. That should be only in the field.
Beyond a reasonable doubt, hearsay is not allowed. Preponderance of evidence, it is allowed.
Okay. Well, we're running out of
lawsuit.
We're running out of time. Randy, are you going to do a show tomorrow night?
Yes, we need to all be back here tomorrow night because there are going to be people with questions. Think about what I've told you. Search out what I've told you. If I've lied to you, call me a liar. I'm serious. Look, if people tell you stuff and it's not true, they're liars. Why do liars lie? Because they're liars. There's no guesswork. I love
okay.
you guys. I'm glad to have been on here.
Glad to meet you.
Okay.
We need to do classes on this stuff.
Amen
Absolutely.
To that. Tomorrow night, Future of Our Children's Radio with The Watchman, Randy Davis. We thank you for joining us with Team Up. We thank Brian Kinder, Randy Davis, and Neil Shelton for allowing us to use the format of Future of Our Children. Don't forget, if you miss the program, www.todaysvoiceradio.net. All these shows will be re-aired on there. And we thank everybody for joining us tonight. Anybody got any closing statements? We're already off. But
I love you all. Hey, happy Father's Day. Love you all.
I'd like to say something real quick.
Nice meeting you, Randy.
Nice meeting you.
Goodbye.